This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Joining us now, Steve Proffitt, our mailman, here with some of your comments, questions, and concerns.
Let's start with some high-volume items, Alex. A few listeners wrote in about Eric Weiner's Bushism story.
This was about the president's occasional trips of the tongue and whether that was a good thing, makes him look like a regular guy, or a bad thing, not very statesmanlike.
Matt Porges in Milwaukee wrote to thank us for the story and wonders, where's Laura Bush when we need her? Surely she could bring out the dictionary and help George a bit. And a bunch of listeners wanted to know the name of the Austin band that made this recording featuring a presidential tongue twister.
A PNC, free and secure Iraq.
A PNC, free and secure Iraq.
A PNC, free and secure.
And the name of the band, the George W. Bush Singers, from an album called Songs in the Key of W. Steve, what else are we getting mail about?
Well, we got a lot about Don.
Right. This is the homeless guy that Noah Adams talked to last week. I heard that. It was great.
Yeah. He inherited about $187,000 from his mother. And as he told Noah, at one point he was spending about $1,500 a week on drugs.
And when I found out I had this, I just wanted to cut loose and go party.
What sort of drugs are you spending that money for?
Crack.
Crack.
Yeah.
Dante Henderson of Los Angeles said the story nearly brought him to tears.
I am sick of hearing about Iraq, he wrote, and crooked politicians. The producer who put this on the air deserves a big raise.
Take note, NPR bosses, that would be Day to Day's Rob Sachs. Okay, Steve, any more letters?
Well, we do have a correction.
A correction? Uh-oh. Yes, it's the Department of Corrections, and slipping into his warden's uniform, Mr. Proffitt is transformed.
Alex, fortunately, today's correction does not involve you.
Oh, that's good.
Unfortunately, it involves Noah Adams.
Better.
In an interview last week, Noah engaged in this exchange with actor Mark Ruffalo. Listen carefully and see if you can spot the error.
Was it a big movie or a small movie that told you, sitting there in the dark, that you had to be an actor?
I guess at the time it would be considered a big film. It was Streetcar Named Desire.
Marlon Brando and Kim Stanley, is that who it was?
Yeah, Marlon Brando, Kim Stanley, and Vivian Leigh. And Carl Malden, of course.
And the error is Kim Stanley. As listener Steve Stewart pointed out, Kim Hunter would have been correct. And that's it for letters and the Department of Corrections.
Write us with your comments and corrections. Our address is daytoday@npr.org.
Put comment in the subject line, and don't forget to include your name and where you live.
And our mailman, Steve Proffitt, promises to read your letters. Don't you, Steve?
I do.
And for those who don't even have time to email anymore these days, there is the day-to-day listener comment line. That number, 310-841-5180. Call in. Tell us what you think about what you hear on the show. Do leave an email address or a phone number or something so that we can get back in touch with you and warn you if we're about to play your comments on the air.